side. Speaking of vomit, my good friend, Nate Bechtel.
Thanks, Dwight. I love you, too. So I don't have anything to plug. Watch The Flash. That show's fun, I guess. It's delightful. It's the best Spider-Man TV show you'll ever watch. So what I have for you tonight is the audio logs of the post-apocalyptic journeys of Nate from a dimension where people keep audio logs. February 24th, 2015. Man, the Oscars were fucking crazy this year. The Busey biting spree was bananas. Gary was just biting everyone. Ryan Seacrest eventually just switched his coverage to following him. It was pretty funny. February 26, 2015. It was not funny. We are doomed. Someone should have stopped Gary Busey from biting everyone at the Oscars. I just watched the Helen Mirren tape. I saw it happen. I saw her eternal grace and poise get perverted. Those teeth elongated to Clydesdale-like levels. Her skin gained the consistency of a dorm room leather couch, and her hair spiked and became sun-bleached like a middle finger to God Almighty. But it was those eyes. It was those eyes that let me know we were doomed, that nothing would ever be the same again. Those burning pyres of absurd madness. I don't know how we're going to get through this. And she did bite out her nurse's jugular. Okay, that one was weird too. March 7th, 2015. I've set myself up in a cave in the South Appalachia. I'm completely off the grid. I tossed my phone and my radio. Now I've just got to maintain my tense armistice with the raccoons. It's difficult. Dudley keeps sneaking into my duffel bag. But I've found screaming and shooting my gun typically helps. I don't know how he was planning to cook all of my spam. Those little paws couldn't get anything. March 8th, 2015. I should have packed more than 10 bullets. March 10th. Dudley saw through my charade. He took everything. Everything. His group of thugs came in the night and carried my gear to their side of the cave. When I tried to get it back... It's the apocalypse. We get crazy. He threatened me with my own knife. Granted, he could only open the screwdriver side, but as it turns out, that hurts a lot. Thankfully, I tore up a few shirts, and I've used them to plug up the bite and screwdriver holes. March something. I balk under the oppressive paw of these aggressors. Ever since the annexation, I've been forced to labor for these bastards. They crave more and more trash cans, but my foraging is getting dangerous. Buseys have formed into packs and roamed the streets. Buseys in front of me, and the supernaturally intelligent Dudley to the back of me. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. The night of ascension. My glory is at hand. Dudley is slain! My alliance with the squirrels paid off handsomely. Commandant Plenty Cheeks himself was the one to launch Dudley off the ravine in our catapult. I am optimistic the comradeship will lead to a much more fruitful relationship than my past one. Night of the Howling Tree. Ah, yes, box of words. How long has it been since I last gave you a secret? But now it is the time for secrets, yes. Plenty Cheeks 4 knows I mean to become life mates with his daughter. He knows. But does he know the plan? Yes, the plan. Marry daughter, kill Plenty Cheeks 4. Then... become Squirrel King. Then get Squirrel Army. Then Squirrel Army take back Earth from Busey's. It is perfect. He cannot know. That would be crazy! Day of the fuck it. The squirrels are dead. All dead. December 25th, 2018. finally shot down the mothership! I never dreamed we would finally get those alien sons of bitches! But when Oscar-nominated star of the Buddy Holly story, actual Gary Busey, landed in front of my cave in his stolen Star Rider and explained that the motorcycle accident back in the 80s was just the aliens stealing him to put in their self-replicating clones. I knew we had a mission. And now the Earth is safe, things are open again, I'm feeling hopeful. I have a purpose again, and... Dudley! I thought you were dead! Where did you get that gun? Last transmission.
Thank you very much, Nate. That was interesting.